More than a third of Bolton's children are living in poverty, according to a damning new report. The Joseph Rowntree Foundation found that a staggering 42% of the borough's children were living in poverty, the fifth highest in any area of the North West. And this comes after recent revelations about the resurgence of diseases associated with deprivation in the Victorian era in pockets of this country. Bolton South East MP Yasmin Qureshi said, "It is a damning indictment of 14 years of Conservative failure, both locally and nationally. The Conservative government has crashed the economy, and the cost of living crisis has hit places like Bolton harder than most." She said, "We are seeing the impacts of cuts to funding and incompetence in managing our vital services by the Conservatives in every part of our lives." Only this week, it was revealed, tens of thousands of people in the UK have been diagnosed with conditions such as malnutrition, rickets and scurvy since Rishi Sunak took office in 2022. "We cannot go on like this." Ms. Qureshi has been referring to recent findings by the LBC network from a Freedom of Information request sent out to 84 NHS Foundation trusts around the country regarding the illnesses. This discovered that there had been at least 13,000 diagnoses of malnutrition, 15,000 of rickets, and more than 150 cases of scurvy between October 22 and October last year. Bolton has long been particularly hard hit by child poverty. In June 2023, a report by the End Child Poverty Coalition found that just under 42% of the borough's children were living below the breadline in 2022. This was the third most in Greater Manchester and the 14th most in the UK overall.